إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I just saw last week Gordonston School in Scotland, started by Dr. Kurt Hahn after he escaped from Hitler and came to England with 9 teachers. He had friends who believed in his vision and supported him, and his school today is among the top schools of the world, a founding member of Round Square Schools. Among its students was the Prince of Wales and his sister Princess Royal and their children. Gordonston is on 1 square mile, 640 acres of land between the Scottish mountains and the Moray Firth, the ocean and the mountains. The school and grounds are on 150 acres with the rest of the land a natural forest. I went to see it because this school is closer to the situation of the SBA, a dream and philosophy of education of ordinary people brought to reality by ordinary people, doing whatever it took to make it happen. Kurt Hahn came from Germany after being released from Hitler's prison with nothing but an idea and a philosophy. His friends believed in his vision and made it their own, and Gordonston is the result. That's exactly where we stand today. I take comfort from the fact that independently, what I conceptualized is along the same lines with the additional flavor of the Islamic ethos. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the manifestation of that this week. So at least in my mind, it's no longer a dream alone, and is an actual stone and brick reality. The SBA is doable and has been done, albeit without Islam. I believe that today we are at the window of opportunity which has opened for us. In this case, it will shut in less than 6 months. It is for us to do what it takes to make the SBA happen. And for that, I ask Allah's help. I want to quote for you from the Gordonston school magazine, where the principal of the headmaster of the junior school was asked about confidence. And he says, and his name is Mr. Robert McQueen. Robert McQueen says, many parents have told me how much their child's confidence has improved since joining the school, and I am delighted to hear it. Confidence is a quality we try to build up in our children every day. A confident child is one who can be certain about things and about what is going to happen. A self-confident child is one who is happy with themselves and who can treat success or failure with equal demeanor. They are not concerned with disapproval from others. They are happy with their own performance. In comparison, arrogance is believing something to be correct when it is not, and overconfidence is excessive belief in success with no regard for failure. What a wonderful statement of what confidence is. This is exactly what we are seeking to do in the SBA. And those of you who have read the documentation that I have been sending out now over the last more than 10 years, the specific reference to things like the document which is called Standard Bearers of Islam, and another one which is called SBA, What It Is. If you have read those, you will see that these are the kinds of things that we are talking about creating in children in the SBA. Confident young adults who have been grounded in the beauty and in the foundation of Islamic values and ethics and morals, who will go out in the world and have the tools to bring about positive change. The thing is, as in the case of Kurt Hahn, it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that He does not give everything to one person. So Allah gives a dream to somebody, and He gives the means of making that dream come true to somebody else. And that's exactly what happened in the case of Kurt Hahn. And I think that's what's going to happen or should happen with regard to the SBA if we want to bring it to reality. We need to put our minds together. We need to put our talents together. And we need to ensure that we get the money that we need to build a school. Today we have two options that are there with us in Australia. One is the Kooralbyn International School, which has come up for sale. It's a running school, with all facilities on 150 acres of land. And it has all the permits and so on and so forth required to run the school. It's for sale and it's going at $8 million or $8 million Australian. The other option is a piece of land further up north near in Cairns, near a place called Mariba. Very beautiful land, beautiful location, and that is for $4 million. With that land, of course, if you buy the land, it's a beautiful location. Mariba is a town with a lot of Muslims in it, and so it's a lovely location for those reasons. But then starting from scratch, from the ground up, in Australia will mean a lead period of about 3 to 4 years before we can see the school up. With Kooralbyn, which is an hour from Brisbane, we can literally hit the ground running. Now, that is the challenge that we have, to raise that 8 million. And the window, as I said, is of 3 months from the date of signing of the contract. And if we do that within the next month, say, that September, we are looking at the end of this year as the time when we should be able to start the school from January 1st, 2015. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to light the fire in your hearts so that you can get started and get going. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to earning his pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.